Women's Studies Institute of China, Chinese Women's Research Association, Institute of International Law of Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, Center for Gender and Law Studies of Institute of Law of Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, China Women's University, Global Women's Development Institute of China Women's University, China Association of Women Entrepreneurs, China Family Planning Association, and China Association for NGO Cooperation, CANGO. Du Jie, 2 minutes.
Dear distinguished Madam Chair, members of Civil Committee, on behalf of 9 organizations from China, I made this oral intervention concerning the provision of Article 2 and 3 of the CEDAW Convention on Promoting of Women's Rights and Legal Remedy in China. We have noted breakthrough made by China in legislation since the last round of consideration of CEDAW. To begin with, the newly revised Law on the Protection of Women's Rights and Interest incorporates connotation of discrimination provided in the CEDAW. It encourages procuratorial authorities to file public interest issues relating to women's rights, such as land issues and equal employment, and etc. Likewise, the Civil Code and other laws have also represented the prevention and the spirit of CEDAW, covering a wide range of issues. However, with great efforts are still expected in the face of difficulties and challenges. The Chinese government is therefore expected to further strengthen and improve the legal protection of women's rights at its new development age. We suggest make more efforts and set up more programs to reduce gender discrimination in employment, better protect labor and security rights of women, especially for women working in new forms of business, better protect women's land rights in rural collective owner reform, increased investment to provide better